You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like that dude just said, solid, conservative, just plain right. Well, I'm going to kind of wrap up this whole first section of the Triple Dipper. I'm talking about local leaders. I'm talking about what it means to have someone in your city hall who maybe reflects your values, right? Somebody who's going to actually govern at the local level, which, make no mistake, it's still true governance. And I'm a firm believer that what comes out of your city hall sometimes will impact you as much or more than what comes out of your governor's office or out of D.C. for that matter. So without having spent too much time on this, I do want to say that I've got a buddy who's going to come on, and he's got the coolest job maybe in the world. So my friend Scott Stantis is coming on. He is a bona fide syndicated political cartoonist, many, many moons at the Chicago Tribune. He's got a cartoon strip called Prickly City, which is also internationally syndicated. It's in over 100 newspapers. He's also one of the dudes on a podcast of his own called the DMZ America Podcast, and he lives back here in Alabama. He's my buddy Scott Stantis. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I woke up here in Alabama, so the rest of the day is just gravy, I tell you. No, I'm serious. I tell people this. They think I'm nuts. I mean, I honest to goodness, we need to work hard on the image of the state around the world because, you know, I left the Chicago Tribune as a full-time employee about 2.5-3 years ago and could have moved literally anywhere in the world. And I came back here to Alabama because I fell in love with it. Worked at the Birmingham News. Remember those kids?
Oh, ink on the paper? Birmingham News. Yeah, like paper that actually come off on your hands when you picked it up in the driveway.
Yeah, it was charming. They used to actually cover news. That was even more charming. But when I worked there for 13 years, I was, you know, a guy like most people, came to Birmingham with a lot of trepidation and in short order just fell in love with it. Every single person, Phil, I bring down here kicking and screaming wants to move here.
Yeah, but we don't want them to know. We don't let the secret out, man. This place will be overrun with carpetbaggers. We don't need that.
Oh, we need as many Californians as we can.
Lord God. Wait, man, let me ask you. So Chicago Tribune, you guys at the Tribune actually endorsed the dude that did not win the election for mayor.
It happens a lot.
But in this case, I was pulling for him. I mean, when I looked at the choices, I thought, man, I don't want anybody but that guy. You just got rid of the scariest looking, scariest acting mayor in the history of the world, Lori Lightfoot. Yeah. She needed to go. But then you got somebody in there who's, I don't know, man, looks like his policy positions might be way more liberal even than hers. Bernie Sanders was excited.
Bernie Sanders is Ronald Reagan compared to this guy. Brandon Johnson is the mayor-elect of Chicago. Young guy, nice guy, really, has a great family. But listen to this resume. He was a former school teacher. He was active in the union, became a lobbyist for the union, CTU, Chicago Teachers Union. The same union, Phil, that has struck, and I'm not kidding, over the last 5 years, every 16 months.
Oh, my God.
I'm not making that up.
Holy cow.
And by the way, their school system, you know, it's almost as if the former lobbyist for AEA was elected governor of Alabama. Wow. You know what's in the mail now when it comes to crime, which is out of control. I was in Chicago over the Christmas holidays, wanted to visit friends, had some business. I've never felt unsafe in my part of the city. And Phil, I got to tell you, it's the first time I've ever been, my first day, I got accosted on the subway system.
Really?
Crazy guy. I was hanging out with some friends, goes barreling through us, and we didn't move because, you know, men. And we don't get out of, and there was no reason to. And he goes barreling through. He says, oh, now it's on. Now it's on. I'm going, oh, boy. Here we go. The only way we got out of it was he started screaming at us, and then he goes, and it's all because of that right there. Look at that. And we turn our heads and, Phil, there's nothing there.
Wow.
This the crazy, which, yeah, I mean, Brandon Johnson's talking about expanding health, mental health care systems. That's absolutely right. The drug pandemic, especially fentanyl, is tearing so many communities up. Chicago, you know, doesn't escape that. So you have that, and he's talking about drug interdiction. Those are good things, and those are things in the long run that should work. But the short run is you have virtually no police presence in the city. A year and a half ago, Phil, over 900 police officers, Chicago police officers, retired.
And 900?
900. Wait. There's going to be math here, folks. I'm sorry. The academy, the police academy, graduated 7.
What? They lost 900 through natural attrition, I guess you'd say, and they gained 7.
Yes. That's... Well, they lost it because of, you know, because defund, crazy stuff like that. They lost it because they elected a mayor in Laura Lightfoot who did not like the police and was very vocal in her dislike of the police. She doesn't like anything, quite frankly.
Yeah. Well, nothing likes her either, really, so unpleasant. There you go.
And full disclosure, I was on the editorial board of the Chicago Tribune when Laura Lightfoot ran the first time, and I voted to endorse her. She gave every indication that she was going to be a breath of fresh air.
Wow.
Break up the machine which controlled that city.
How'd that work out for you?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, man. What a disappointment. I don't know if you or your listeners know this. She won the runoff against the head of the Cook County Democratic Party and the president of the Cook County Commission. And Lori Lightfoot beat her 75% to 25%. I mean, this was like you couldn't walk into office with better karma. You just couldn't do it. And, boy, did she spend it fast and flushed it right down the old crapper. It was... very hard to watch. Brandon Johnson, even my liberal friends in Chicago are kind of going, uh-oh, because taxes aren't going to go down. The tax burden for everyone is so onerous. The fees for everything are onerous. We did a story once, Phil, what it would take. Here's why you and I are conservatives. And I know this is why many of your listeners are. Woman on the south side of Chicago, single mom. She happens to be good with hair, wants to open up a hair salon. Chicago Tribune a couple of years ago did a story on how much it would cost her to open it in terms of fees and licensing fees and maybe a few kickbacks here or there. Guess how much that number was. This is a poor single mom in the south side of Chicago hair salon. Phil, guess how much the average cost would be.
I'm scared to even ask. Go ahead and tell me.
$20,000.
God, that's just I mean, that's not before you even open the doors. That's just $20,000 just to be allowed the opportunity to work in the city of Chicago.
Exactly. And that's the construct of Chicago, is that they tax you, they fee at every single turn. And if they don't like your habit, for instance, and listen, smoking cigarettes, I don't smoke, terrible, awful, filthy habit. A pack of cigarettes in downtown Chicago today is $15.
What? A pack?
Yeah. A pack. I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm no fan of smoking. But here's what killed the election for the aforementioned president of the Cook County Commission is that she instituted an additional tax. I think it was a 15-cent tax on soft drinks because, you know, we should all be drinking well water and eating macrobiotically, I guess.
Exactly. Lab grown meat. Yeah, go ahead.
So getting back to the election, if you break down the maps, the law and order vote, came primarily from the white population. The black communities voted for Brandon Johnson. The Latino communities, Chicago's kind of a third and a third and a third, Phil. It's white, black, and Latino. Neither side really solidified support from the Latino community. So that was a non-starter. But
this was a runoff election, too. How was turnout? Was turnout low?
Of course. They want it that way. They have it in March in Chicago. You ever been to Chicago, Phil?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in Chicago when it snowed in May.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, this is on purpose. This is why Brandon Johnson, if I could get into the tall weeds real quick, that's why one of the main reasons Brandon Johnson won. All the experts, myself included, thought, yes, crime is a huge issue. Here's a guy in Paul Vallis who's actually addressing it in a serious manner. You know, I thought he'd win by 5 or 6 points. Brandon Johnson is a tool of this Chicago Teachers Union. which is a massive, massive union. It has a massive, massive political arm that motivates and gets a ton of people out there to walk the streets, go door to door, hand out, drive people to the polls. I mean, it's get out the vote. And this, if you have a low voter turnout election, you know that that's what won this for him. And that's what won it for him. So you've got a guy who is, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% of his funding came from unions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Bernie Sanders on stage with him to hug his neck when he won the election. I mean, that just
tells
you everything.
There's that. I mean,
well, so your thoughts, I mean, you've seen it in Chicago. You're back here now. Of course, you live in the Birmingham area, so you're seeing the most liberal mayor within, one of the most liberal mayors in the Southeast. But your thoughts on my position earlier that who you put in a city hall really does drive the train on a lot of what you experience as a citizen.
Oh, it's massive. This is the day-to-day stuff. You know, we watch the stuff from the U.S. Congress or Senate or the White House. That's important. But the stuff that directly affects you day to day comes from city hall and county commissions. And yeah, that is where you're looking at Birmingham. And, you know, I'm glad that the neighborhood are being addressed, I guess. But I think those people would probably be far better served if their streets were safer and if their schools were better.
Yeah.
I talked about the AEA earlier, Alabama Education Association, the teachers union for the state. Alabama came in 52nd in the latest math scores.
Yeah.
That means we're behind Guam, Phil.
Yes, it's unreal. Unreal.
Not to disparage Guam. I'm sure they're fine people, but...
they didn't put a man on the moon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they didn't have the Guam flag planted on the moon. I'm sorry, I don't know why that makes me giggle. What you're seeing is in blue-run cities, San Francisco is a great example. If you've ever been there, I am so sorry, because it is absolutely filthy. It is absolutely, I think, the worst city in America. But the same holds true for Chicago. New York now just elected a former police officer. But even you talk to friends who live there, they're dealing with the same thing. You have any time you have blue leadership in the metro area, to your point, Phil, that you know, these are the issues, the day-to-day issues, the bread and butter issues, the crime, the public safety issues. They fail because can I tell a quick story?
I'll tell you what, brother. We got to take a break. If you want to come back and tell the story right after the break, we'll do that. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Let's
do it. If you don't mind.
Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We will do that right now. We're with Scott Stantis, syndicated political cartoonist, many, many, many moons with the Birmingham News and the Chicago Tribune, giving us his perspective on the recent election of the new mayor and also, by the way, what city halls can actually mean to you. You guys stay tuned. We'll come right back and wrap that up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, going back to the phones right now with my buddy Scott Stantis. Scott is a syndicated cartoonist, political cartoonist, who also, by the way, has a comic strip called Prickly City, which is in 100 newspapers around the world. Scott, you were about to tell me a story related to this whole local leadership thing.
Well, local leadership, you know, particularly with liberal DAs, and this is what happens with liberal DAs. George Soros and many of his many people like him have been underwriting the election of liberal DAs. And in the Chicago area, the job's called the Cook County State's Attorney. And you'll recognize the name. It's Kim Fox.
Oh, my gosh.
And Kim Fox never met a felon she didn't like. and the other problem is they have a justice system, a criminal justice system in Cook County. And to become a judge, it's a political appointment, And you have to, how do you get that degree? You have to draw the pirate on the back of the matchbook. That's pretty much how you get their degree. So the judges are awful. They're letting people go left and right because incarcerating people of color is not what is really primary what their job is. My idea would be if you're incarcerating bad guys, but here's an example of what can happen, Phil, and it's terrible, and I'll make it short. One day I'm looking through, I've got, you know, Chicago Tribune online on my computer. I look over and they've posted a picture of this just beautiful little boy, just big eyed, beautiful, full of innocence in life. He's been murdered. Just murdered, but it turns out that he was tempted to come into an alley where he was killed execution style.
Wow.
Turns out the guy who did it was a competing gang member to his father's gang. His father, by the way, never testified against this guy, just to give you how that world works.
Wow.
But the guy who committed this crime, this horrible, horrible crime, Phil, had been arrested 5 previous times for violent crime, had not served a single day in prison.
Unbelievable.
That's what liberal DAs get you.
That's what liberal DAs get you. That's what city halls get you that have opportunities for appointments. That's what happens when a populist sits idly by, though, and also lets it happen. And I, you know, and you got to look at it and just wonder sometimes, what's it going to take for y'all to wake up and realize life sucks in your city right now, and it's because of who you keep putting back in that city hall. I don't know when it's going to change, but you know, we had, and we only got about a minute and a half here left, Scott. But I think back to the 2010 elections in Alabama when we finally saw a flip of the state house from 136 years of Democrat rule to a Republican supermajority in one night. But what it took was some people who got together, made a plan, and said, "We're tired of this, and we're going to make a change." That's I don't know when Chicago or San Francisco, or for that matter, Portland or Seattle or New Orleans are ever going to get around to making that happen, but they better do it soon.
You bet, because Chicago's a great town, and it's breaking my heart to see it founder and fall into this morass. It's terrible.
Well, I guess the jury's still out on how Brandon Johnson will do, but the resume he brought with him does not bode well. But
it does not. No, sir. It's going to be a long 4 years for Chicago.
Hey, my brother, tell folks where they can find out more about you, your stuff, your podcast. Tell them how to go look you up.
Well, your podcast, DMZ America Podcast, you can get at any of your fine locations, wherever you shop for your podcast. You can see my work at gocomics.com/Scott Stantis. That's one word. Or gocomics.com/Prickly City. You can go to the Chicago Tribune and go to the opinion section, see the work I do for them. And a new client, you can go to the Dallas Morning News and see the work I draw for them.
Whoop, whoop. All right, whoop, man. Whoop. I don't know. I think you and I both are of the belief that sleep is highly overrated.
Yes, yeah. We'll do plenty of that when we're dead.
All right, Scott Stantis, appreciate you, man. We'll have you back on again sometime soon.
Thanks, Phil.
All right,
enjoyed
take care.
It.
Well, that was just cool. He does have, by the way, one of the coolest jobs, Boomer. Just, can you imagine?
I mean, drawing cartoons?
That's your
awesome
job. Of course, the thing is, he puts things together in such a way that you get, like, the whole thing about a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
I mean, his work is so good. You know what we need to do? We need to commission him to do some kind of a political cartoon of Right Side Radio.
What if it was a Right Side cartoon in the newspaper every week? That would be fun.
I think we're onto something.
A ruffian cartoon.
I think we're onto something. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming back with number 2 on the triple. Oh, no, we're not. We're coming back with Boomer and McQueen. Ah, we'll be right back.